Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Ediyos, and we're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Heid Rabbi Shuv Rabbi Papias al Vlad Shel Shlamim, Sheit Rav Shlamim, that a baby of a Karban Shlamim should be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Why did they need to say that? Rabbi Eliezer, Mishav Vlad Shlamim, Yoliyak Rav Shlamim. Rabbi Eliezer said that it cannot be brought as a Karban Shlamim, that there's some sort of din derabana not to bring it as a Karban Shlamim, because we're afraid that you're gonna keep an animal around, wait for it to give birth, and then you'll have more Karbanos Shlamim to bring. So they said, and we don't like keeping Karbanos around without being makriv of them. So that's why the Chum made such a decree. The Chum Omrim Yikrav, and the Chum say that it can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Amrav Papias, Ani Meyed Shaisa Lana Parziv Chay Shlamim. He says, I can testify, we had such a case. There was a cow that was a Karban Shlamim, Vachalnu B'Pesach, and we ate it on Pesach, Vachalnu Vlada Shlamim B'Chak, and we ate its offspring, its child, as a Karban Shlamim on Shavuos. So you see that. That a Vlad Shlamim can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Mishnah Zayin, Hemi Yidu al Arucha Shal Nachtomim. They were made about the wooden boards that bakers would use, Shehin Tameos, that they're Tamei, even though they don't have a base kibble, and Pshute Kliyets, you would think, are not Makabal Tuma, but the Chum say that they're Makabal Tuma. Shah Rabbi Elazar Matar, Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's Pshute Kliyets, and it's Tar. Hemi Yidu al Tanu Shechatachu Chulia, so Nasim Chol Bin Chulia Lachulia. They also were made about a Tanur that was cut into pieces, into rings of a tanur, and they put sand in between each of the pieces, shu tamei, that it has a din of a kli, and it's tamei, sure, Rabbi Elazar Matar, because Rabbi Elazar held that it's tahar. That's the example of Tanur Shalachnai, right? That's the case. But Metziah Daf Nuntes of Tanur Shalachnai. That's the exact Tanur that they were arguing about, where the Kosei Beis HaMedrash had to show and the water had to flow upstream, all that stuff. Hemi Idu Shema Abrinas Shoshana B'Kol Adar. They also were made that you're allowed to make a leap year throughout the entire month of Adar, and Shayu Omrim Adapurim, because the Chama said, no, you only have up until Purim. After Purim, you're not allowed to make it a leap year anymore. Hemi Yidusha Ma'abrimas Shanal Tanai. They also were made that you're allowed to make it a leap year al Tanai, that the Nasi is available and agree. I mean, if the Nasi is not available, that he's going to agree. Umaisa Bram Gamliel, that happened once with Ram Gamliel, who was the Nasi, Shalach Litel Rishus Mehagman Basuri of Hishal Lavo, that he was delayed in coming because he had to deal with some government bureaucracy and politics. Vibras Hashanah al Tanai. So they were ma'abr the shana al tenai that Rabbi Gamliel will approve of it. Ukshaba amar rotza ani v'nimtze sashan muberes. And when he came, he said rotza ani, and that was enough. And that they were ma'abr the shana based on his fulfillment of the tenai. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that they were made that a vlad of shlamim could be brought as a carbon shlamim because Rabbi Lazar had said that it could not be, and the Chumash say that it can be. And they said that one time it even happened that we ate a carbon shlamim on Pesach and we ate its vlad on Shavu. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that the flat wooden boards that bakers use, they were made that are tamei midrabanan because Rabbi Elazar was metaher. They were also made on an oven that was cut up into pieces, into rings, and they filled it in with sand, that the oven is a kli that's tamei because Rabbi Elazar thought that it was tar. And they were also made that you're allowed to be ma'aber ashana by adding an extra adar throughout the entire month of Adar, because originally they said only until Purim. They were also made that you could be ma'aber the shana al Tanai, and one time they even did that, and they waited for Rabbi Gamliel to return, and they were ma'abed the shana al Tanai, and Rabbi Gamliel approved of it, so they declared it a shana mu'u beres. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.